Gobellino the Witch's Cat by Ursula Murray Williams. Read by Nigel Lambert. Chapter 1. Gobellino in Disgrace. One fine moonlight night, little Gobellino, the witch's kitten, and his sister Sutica tumbled out of the cavern where they'd been born to play at catch-a-mouse among the creeping shadows. It was the first time they had left the cavern, and their round eyes were full of wonder and excitement at everything they saw. Every leaf that blew, every dewdrop that glittered, every rustle in the forest around them set their furry black ears a prick.
"Did you hear that, brother? Did you see that, sister? I saw it, and that.
When they were tired of playing, they sat side by side in the moonlight, talking and quarrelling a little, as witches' kittens will.
"What will you be when you grow up?"
Gobellino asked, as the moon began to sink behind the mountains and cocks crowed down the valley.
"Oh, I'll be a witch's cat like my ma," said Sutica. "I'll know all the book of magic off by heart and learn to ride a broomstick and turn mice into frogs and frogs into guinea pigs. I'll fly down the clouds on the night wind with the bats and the barn owls saying, 'Meow!' So, when people hear me coming, they'll say, 'Hush, there goes Sutica, the witch's cat.'"
Gobellino was very silent when he heard his sister's fiery words.
"And what will you be, brother?"
asked Sutica agreeably.
"I'll be a kitchen cat,"
said Gobellino.
"I'll sit by the fire with my paws tucked under my chest and sing like the kettle on the..."